Are we live? Are we live? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. We back. I Talk Gray. I'm in the building. I have a special guest today, the astrology lady.
Hi.
Hi. You want to talk? You get on the mic there.
Sure.
And you holding it good, though. So
Right here?
Yes, okay. Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I am excellent. Thank awesome. You for asking. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We was already in a kind of mid of a convo before the mics came on. You know what I'm saying? They saying Cappies because me and you got the same sign.
Yes, we are the same sun sign.
So they feel like we don't got no feelings. But that's not true.
Yeah, it's not. Capricorns, we do have feelings a lot of
times. And emotions.
We have feelings. We have emotions. We feel all of it. However, we just place feelings and emotions on the back burner. We handle the business and the logic and the ration first.
Correct.
And then we deal with feelings on the back burner. But I will agree with my sisters that Capricorns, we do need to be
really?
A bit more emotional.
I ain't agreeing with that.
We need to show a little bit more affection.
I do. Okay, affection?
So give a perfect example of what you were saying earlier. If you were in a relationship and your spouse was sick,
mm-hmm.
you want to do the task manager things of helping them get better. Let me go get you some medicine. Do you need a hot towel for your forehead?
Yes.
We want to do those pieces, but they also want the, come here, let me give you a hug. Let me, you know.
I'm
let
not
me
about to get sick with you. Somebody got to take care of you.
It's not being sick with them. It's showing compassion. It's showing empathy. So we have to be better about that too.
Okay.
Just come up just a tad.
Empathy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't
yes.
make it feel so robotic. Like, okay, I got your medicine. Check. I got your towel. Check. You want me to get you a pillow for your feet next? Okay. Check. Got that. Okay. Anything else?
So you say it's robotic if I just say, all right, I'm gonna get you some moringa and you know make
yes.
you the tea.
Yes.
And then not get do sick with that, you.
Do that, but also give a kiss on the forehead.
What if
also,
you got COVID? So I'm supposed
put
to get
a mask
COVID too?
On and give her a kiss on the head.
You
already got the COVID. You land next to her. Shit. Like, oh God. You got it too.
No. Okay. You're right. I have been told that in certain relationships, you know, that, oh, you don't care. Nigga, you ain't my therapist.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you, boo.
But Capricorn men can be, you know, felt as being a little too rigid, a little too structured. Earth sign men in general.
Too
Caps,
structured.
Virgos,
see,
Taurus
I like that.
Yes. Too structured.
What's wrong with structure?
It's nothing wrong with structure, but again, just sprinkle some empathy and some compassion on it. Get your dash of seasoning. Yeah. Razzle dazzle some empathy and compassion on it. And you do a lot better. Because my clients who deal with Cap men,
uh-huh.
they say that Capricorn men are really good providers.
Yeah.
They take a lot of time to handle business and the family.
Correct.
Those parts, y'all got that down pat. But sprinkle some compassion and some empathy on it. And some fun, because women say y'all boring
as
hell.
What? I'm all the way fun.
It I'm just telling you what they say. I like happy men, but Capricorn men for me
are
usually more platonic. Like whenever I deal with Cap men, it's like they're really good men to me, but I see them as like my homies.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to front. I have never smashed a Capricorn girl.
Yeah, Caps
ever.
Usually don't fuck with Caps.
Yeah, it's
we
like,
just don't.
Is it because game recognize game?
Yes. I was literally, oh my God. I love that you said that because one of my early experiences in life, I literally met this guy at a club. We danced all night,
uh-huh.
talked all night, went to breakfast.
What?
And midway through breakfast, we were like, when is your birthday? I said, December 26th. And he dropped his fork like, oh my God. Oh my
what
God. His birthday was December 26th.
Holy
that was
shit.
Literally our first and last date. And we were like, yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
But what you see, but okay. That makes sense,
mm-hmm.
but what about the other signs, though? Because a lot of people don't know that there's other signs. So can you mm-hmm. break that down for us?
So you being a Capricorn, me being a Capricorn,
mm-hmm.
that's our sun sign. Most people know their sun signs off the top of their heads. So
correct.
That essentially means that the sun was in the constellation of Capricorn the day you were born.
Mm.
And the sun is like the core of you, the center part, but
okay.
yes, all of the other planets were in other constellations doing other things, and those add variants to your personality. Mm-hmm. So all of these energies are like merging together at the same time, which makes you very different from other Caps. Okay. So if you notice, Capricorns who were born in January are different from us.
So true.
We are a little bit more spicy, a little more fiery, because we are on the eves of Sagittarius. We are first decadent Capricorns.
Oh, shit. My moon sign is Sag.
Oh, okay. So see, that's because the sun was just now entering Capricorn. So, of course, there were probably, you know, remnants of Sag left in the sky. I also have a Sag stellium, so... Capricorn.
Hold on, stellium? What does that mean?
Stellium is a cluster of planets in one sign. Holy. So if you have three or more planets or energies in that sign, that's a stellium. Damn. So when I was born, there were three energies of Sag in the sky, Saturn, Uranus, my midheaven. They are all in Sagittarius. So usually us early December Caps, we have Sagittarius placements, which makes us more fiery, more exciting than other.
See, I'm not a boring nigga.
See, you're more fun Caps. So, ladies, if you date December Caps, they're going to be a little bit more fun, you know what I'm upbeat, saying? Bubbly versus January Caps.
Yeah, they more, because I know some January
more
Caps.
More structured,
I
got some, more rigid.
Those niggas is usually the niggas that I be the side nigga for. You know what I'm saying? He going to get it right, boo.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you a question.
Sag men don't have an issue with that. That's definitely his moon.
Yo, she's killing me. So let me ask you. So when we doing the chart, right, the whole birth chart thing, do we have to put in the birth date for it to be really accurate? Because I know some.
So
certain,
the birth date is significant because your birthday, that's your marker. That's you. And the geographical location matters. So city and state or country and land, whatever, if you were born in another country, all of those things matter because you could be born the same exact day and time in New York as someone in California and have two totally different birth charts because it's a different time zone. The planets are not moving as quickly. They're moving at the same time, but it's not as quickly as it would be on the West Coast with that being a different time. So the time matters, the geographical location matters, and your birthday matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was
But wondering. Even if you don't have a birth time, using the date is most significant.
Well, I would figure the date matters, but the time, because it's a site that I use that I've checked, because I'm not going to front. I don't waste time. If I meet a female, I got to know your sign off rip.
Really?
Yes.
I am so happy to hear that. Most guys are not. Most dudes really don't give a shit. Like, I'm dating, I ask men that. I ask them, like, so what signs do you usually attract? Do you know? Like, if we start talking about it.
Yeah,
ask for sure.
Well, I'm not going to lie. As men, you know, we need to do a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Because even though we are physical creatures, you know what I'm saying? But we have to look at things beyond the flesh.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So even though you came up here, you know, like, all sexy and, you know, I immediately started thinking, like, hold on, wow, she's very intelligent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that what's moved me, you know what I mean? So I can't just look at the flesh no more. But nah, I don't waste that time because, I mean, we've been through too much shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but.
And Capricorns, we also, we're very mental creatures, Capricorns. Yes. So we do need people to stimulate us mentally for anything else to go down. Like, if you really want to get ghosted by a Cap, like, we'll smash. But if you don't follow through with the mental, I'll holler at you.
it can't work.
Yeah, it's not going to stay around long. And I agree. I tell people all the time that even just monitoring the energy, because you can take your last three exes, they can have totally different birthdays, totally different birth years.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if you were to line up their natal charts, you will find the synchronicities in their charts and energy that you're attracting over and over. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I might have to go look at that because my ex.
What signs do you attract?
I never paid attention to that.
Oh,
to be honest.
You just said you did. What the fuck? When did you start? Yesterday?
No. I'm not gonna say that I never paid attention to the signs, but I didn't pay attention to like the full birth chart.
Well, just in
I just general, started learning about that.
What signs do you attract in general?
Cancer, okay. Scorpio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Those signs that go with me.
Yeah.
You know, I did because you know. Is that your sister or?
Yeah, these are both my sisters.
Oh, okay. Because I know your sister said she was a Libra. Uh-huh. Libras and Capricorn can rock.
Yeah, it's just they like us a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's a challenge. They square. So it's a challenge. That's why they Correct. Like us. I attract a lot of Libras too.
Yeah. It's just they're a little bit more like what you said, like what we were saying off camera. They be more with coming with emotional opinionated things. When a Capricorn is more probably dead on with logics. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think mm-hmm. that sometimes where it could clash.
Well, what Libra is attempting to do for Capricorns, mm-hmm. they're attempting to show us balance. That's the balance beam. Libras are attempting to show us to have a little bit of ration and a little bit of emotion. Like Libras have both. Even if it's fake. Even if it's funny, they got both. Libras are diplomatic.
I like that you said that. She said
they're gonna look at the logic. They're gonna look at the ration. Libras are gonna hover over and look at everybody's perspective.
Yeah,
and they gonna balance that shit out with a smile. Everybody happy. Said,
even if it's fake.
Yeah,
but see, I don't like that though. Thank you.
But they're phony because they don't want to ruffle feathers.
And they don't like confrontation. See, like I don't give a damn about confrontation. Like,
yeah, Caps, we don't give a fuck about your feelings because we're not talking about feelings.
Exactly.
About, if this was a day where we were talking about feelings, we would have a bullet point and rational list about the feelings.
Oh, my
but,
God. But... we would have a bullet point.
Okay, so you said you feel this way. Why do you feel that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, why?
Let's notate that. Okay, we would do, but again, we have to sprinkle some empathy on it. We do.
You know what? You're giving me a new perspective on how to see feeling, because I'm like, yo, I show feelings all the time. I ain't hit you up, right? That's because I was feeling, you know. But that's probably the Sag in me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is the
Sag. And then my Mercury is in, my Mercury is in Capricorn, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, does that play a part?
You process emotion and mental thoughts like a Capricorn, so your ration is very task manager. It's because I'm Mercury in Cap too, so everything is objective. Yeah, we got to organize our thoughts. Organize. We don't really like lists because we feel like our brain is the list. And my sisters keep telling me, like,
no, that's true.
You need to make a list. Yeah,
nah, fuck a list. It's the list right here.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. We know what to do.
All right, what a list.
List. We ain't need no list. I used to hate going to Walmart with my ex. Like, this mother go through 50 million lines. I'm like, how you? Yo, it start right here. And go through. Like, why you back there if you want to get something over here? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
See, I can't do it.
She should have made the list in order, though. When you go to the grocery store, you have to put everything in order.
Yes.
But I got Virgo with me. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Virgos so you is some will see, organizing motherfuckers. Like,
you being Mercury in Cap, finding women whose Mercury complements yours. That might be better.
No,
because
a lot
of times, if you date based upon being compatible upon your love planets, then that might work better.
That's Venus, right?
Venus.
Yeah, mine is Aquarius.
Have personal love. My Venus is an Aquarius.
What the
too.
Hell? Yo, we messed up. Like, we had to turn this camera. You turn this shit off, and you know, and we might have to date.
Venus and Aquarius too.
Hold on. So, what's your moon?
My moon is Pisces.
Oh
yeah, you're.
Damn, so you a good woman, huh?
I have my moments.
Pisces can be on.
Yeah.
But they're
so,
good
and
people,
that's
though.
Probably my compassion and empathy as well. My cap, my Pisces moon.
Okay.
I would like to be more emotional. I would like to, you know, be more empathetic.
Yeah.
And
be more
just me being in healthcare for many years and, you know, being the oldest of six and, you know, being a mom, stuff like that. So I've had the opportunity to flex my Cappy energy outward
flexing
to allow in some emotion, because I'm super mushy and emotional with my kids.
Yeah, that's the Pisces.
Yeah,
that mushy.
But my
shit.
Siblings say I barely tell them I love them and I don't give them hugs. So that's a bad thing, too.
I mean, like, we might show, because at the end of the day, you know, we might show love in a different way.
Yeah, Capricorns, we show love by doing nice things.
Yeah.
And buying people gifts.
I don't know about the buying gifts, but.
What?
I've been bad at gift buying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more of an experience maker. So, like,
okay, that's
you might go
sag.
To Dubai.
Yeah.
Or you might go to Aruba or some shit like
sag.
That.
You want to travel and take people on adventures. That's how you show your love.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
that's
ain't paying no
move.
$600 for no Dooney and Burke or whatever.
No.
Birkin, no.
And it doesn't even have to be that. Like, I show my love to my family, my siblings. I might be in the store and I see them a shirt and I buy that. Or, you know, I get them something I know that they need or something like that. So, yeah, Capricorns, we can tend to show love by gift giving and material things. Capricorn fathers are bad at that too. Like, oh well, all the bills are paid, so why do you want to get?
Yeah, she was just like, "Dad, I can't get no water." Hell no, dude, buy your own damn water. It's alkaline, you know.
Oh and, my goodness!
No, I just got her some Fiji. But, you know, no, you're right. Damn, you done bringing a nigga whole life. Yeah. So what's up with the Mercury retrograde?
Oh, yes. Mercury retro is coming the end of this month. Mercury goes retro September 27th to October the 18th. So, yeah. Mercury,
so what happens during that time?
During that time, the planet Mercury that rules communication, how we think, speak, writing, travel, movement, our cars, your pen, your phone, all of those things are ruled by Mercury. So when Mercury sits station and begins to retro backward, communication problems will arise. So you could have issues with your vehicle, issues with your phones. You could send the wrong text message. You could send the wrong email.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have little dumb arguments. You'll notice that traffic gets more worse than it usually does. You see more accidents, stuff like that. So right now we are in the shadow period of Mercury retro, so he's slowing down to get ready to take his little nap.
Okay.
And then, you know, he starts to go forward and back to normal when it gets back to its placement of retro. We're out of the clear. So that's what's about to happen. Mercury retros affect people differently. Depends on where it's happening in your chart.
Yeah, because a shorty had hit me up. And I'm like, damn, like, we been had stopped talking. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know, this is the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm just ready to, you know, chance it on you. And I'm like, really? I said, you ain't going to be feeling like this when the month is over. And literally, when that shit was over, it was over.
I always tell people, when you meet somebody new during the Mercury retrograde, it's literally like when you meet somebody in the black ass club and it's dark and the lights come on.
You drinking Henny
and they look
and
real bad with the lights on. That's how, that's a Mercury retro. It's like, oh my God, I was talking to you. So the fog will be over your eyes during Mercury retro. Lovers that come from the past, they come up,
they
come how
back.
You been doing? I ain't seeing you. Hey, big head. All those kind of text
big head.
Yes. All those text messages come through. You can have a Mercury retro foo-la-la if you would like.
Foo-la-la.
Because you know it's going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, you know, for shits and giggles, play around. Just know you only have about 3 weeks of that Mercury retro high. So don't go getting married.
Don't go plan your whole life out
leases
and shit.
Together. Putting niggas on your phone bill. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, we planned a whole trip.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did y'all go?
Yeah, she came. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was whack, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the worst fucking. And that shit.
See?
Yeah, she was a Cancer, and I think her moon was. No, shit. She was a Libra.
Oh, wow.
And her moon was Cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of water signs.
Yeah. So we was, I mean, I'm not going to front. I like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to lie. I had to learn that I can't just move just because she chocolatey. You know what I'm saying? So she was nice and chocolate. Her hair was natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to front. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah.
So that was my initial attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So just when everything else came, I'm like, God damn. But I did kind of set things up wrong when she got here, but I just think that was just all in the cards. Like, it wasn't supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? I ended up getting the La Quinta. But the one I was looking at was nice at first. But they booked me. The shit was right in the back of a Wendy's.
You know? Wow. And so she was see, like, God her damn. Libra pulled up and she was pissed off.
Yeah. Nigga, my worth. Ain't no nigga try me like this.
I know what her Libra fuck? Ass cussed you out.
Yo, her Libra she was ass cussed bugging. You out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yo.
Because Libras are the pillow princes. You going to act right. I'm you like, going to act right.
But see, when the retrograde was done, I felt like she was trying a nigga. Like, and me, I don't go on no audition. So it's either you feeling me or you not. Yeah, like, look, I'm taller than you, boo.
Oh, my God.
She over here tripping. Like, nigga, you too short. I'm taller than your ass. What the fuck you talking about? I'm too short. You know what I'm saying? So when she originally pulled up, like, I took the day off to go pick her up from the airport, yeah. All that shit. Rented my cousin's car. Shit was new. Because if I would have picked up in my shit, she probably would have been trying it.
Oh, my God. You know gosh. What I'm saying?
Well, they can be very vain.
Libras can be very hard what? To please.
See, I'm glad this is being said on the air, oh but I'm sure gosh. She probably gonna hear it.
Well, Libra ladies, I know you like to date way up here, and that's super cool because yeah. A lot of times
just be there. That's all I'm saying. If you're not up here, don't be trying to, you know what I'm saying?
But Libras are allowed to date up. That is their energy.
So the hypergamous type shit?
Yeah, they are. Libra is the sign that rules marriage, long-term partnerships, relationships. Mm. Yeah, so they are allowed to date up. They are allowed to be even if vain they're not up. Because that's their nature. And we can't beat them up for their nature.
So don't holler at a Libra chick unless I got my chips together. Okay.
For sure. Okay. For sure.
But they can make you feel bad for being down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Libras are not allowed to make you feel like shit. Yeah. You definitely need to eject yourself. But just like as Cappies, we know when we need to do better. I challenge every single sign because all 12 of the zodiac signs, we have our shadow periods. Mm-hmm. We have our dark energy. Just like us as Cappies, we was talking all that shit. We do need to be a little bit better when it comes to affection and empathy and making people feel like they are loved in a non-robotic way.
Okay.
So Libra's nature is to be pretty, is to be the vain one, is to, you know, oh my gosh, it's me. Yeah, that's what they supposed to be doing.
Okay.
But they can be better about not being assholes when they down here and they want up here.
Okay.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Do you think a person has to be or is going to be responsible for the energy that they put out, even if they don't know nothing about it? Like, what about the people that don't know nothing about signs?
Because
energy?
Astrology is happening to you, whether you like it or not. It's like, so when people tell me like, oh, I don't believe in astrology, it's like, okay, I don't give a fuck. The moon and the sun are moving constellations, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Mercury's going to go retrograde and fuck with you, whether you believe it or not.
Yes,
so
yes.
You might as well pay attention to it and see how you can finesse the energy to your liking, because you're going to be crippled by it, whether you look or not. So never mind to me, whether you believe. Now, I say that because astrology is happening to you, because I can look at your natal chart and go back in time and tell you when this was happening with particular parents or children.
Holy shit.
When you were having your best luck with money or love, things of that nature. If I could go back in time and give you dates and you'd be like, yeah, that was happening around that time.
Uh-huh.
Astrology was happening to you. Don't have shit to do with what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You are just pretty much a little doll being manipulated by the energy of the cosmos. Yeah. And I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people,
especially motherfuckers, like to be in control.
Yeah. They don't believe in astrology because they want to believe that they are in control and nothing else is bothering them. But you could be making your way downtown, walking fast, and somebody call you and say, your fucking mama died.
Yeah.
And then you look at your chart and Saturn is squaring your moon and that's your mother passing away. That's going to kick anybody in the fucking gut. You can feel how you want to feel. The energy is still going to be is the energy.
No. You're absolutely right about that. But I'm not going to front that control shit.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know how controlling I was until I got a massage. Because they're trying to like do certain things, and I'm like, nah, you're not about to turn my neck, you know? And like, yeah. I just couldn't trust, you know what I mean? Or let that.
You need to relax.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Capricorns, we have such a problem relaxing. And me being a Capricorn stellium person, mm-hmm. I spent many years trying to prove astrology wrong. Like, oh, this can't be.
Holy shit. So that's how you started?
It's not how I started, but when I realized that it had more power than what I thought, it was like, okay, let me try to trick it. In this
try to trick it. That's the like, Pisces. That's
try
the
to Pisces-y. Go against it or anything like that. So, you know, I started out very young, like 9 years old. So first it was all very personality based for me. Like, oh my gosh, my mom acts just like this. My sisters act just like this. My dad acts just like this. So it was that piece of it building first. And then when I started to dig deeper into the natal charts and the transits and how this energy is hitting you. And I got obsessed with that piece of it. So trying to counteract it to prove it wrong in a sense, because, you know, Cappies, we want fucking facts.
Yes.
Receipts, information.
I need
data.
The receipts.
Yeah. So that's when I started to write my own formulas, my own astrological formulas to pick out information that I wanted.
Over here
and stuff
on some
like
Imhotep
that.
Shit.
Yeah. So once I started to do that, and like, wow, it's spooky, but it's the.
But you said something. You said something that stuck out to me. How do you finesse the energies?
Well, finesse the energies. I guess that's more nature based, more ritualistic work. That's like a show for another day. But
oh shit, you did a ritual.
Yeah, like when you are, say for example, if the full moon is tonight, the full moon will be in Pisces. So if you know that this is going to be a chaotic moon for you, so for example, you're a Sagittarius moon. So this full moon tonight is going to be squaring your moon. So you could be having issues with home life. You could be having issues with children or co-parenting problems.
Oh, shit.
Or you could be having
issues. Oh, you miss Cleo on this motherfucker?
But
damn, how you know that?
That full moon is squaring your moon.
Damn.
So you can see in advance that, okay, this full moon is going to be squaring my moon. I'm going to be having some baby mama problems, some home life problems, some drama with the kids. So let me be doing my full moon rituals to try to counteract this energy. I need to be preparing myself for this energy that's coming, because I know that full moon is going to square me. So that's how you finesse the energy or attempt to shift it for your greater good.
Okay.
Because the energy going to challenge you regardless. So now let me finesse it to lessen the blow in a sense.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is very like turn on-y. how you deal with this in the dating world?
Because
niggas hear that on the first day, you over here eating that, you know what I mean? Applebee's.
Really I try not to tell them on the first day, but if they ask what I do, I don't lie, but I don't give all the details, because it can be like overwhelming.
Yeah,
but I will tell men, like, I'm a professional astrologer. But you know, I'll keep it real with you. A lot of times when I tell men I'm an astrologer, they will presume like, oh, so you on that Miss Cleo type shit, or they think that I'm one of these dusty ass hoes that keep a pocket book full of fucking crystals and cards and bitches that just been watching YouTube videos for 2 years or maybe a year and now they selling readings.
Yeah.
This is not that. So it's really offensive.
But do you do readings though?
I do. But again, I have a longer tenure. I know what I'm doing. A lot of times these are people that just roll out of bed and want to fucking read cards or read a natal chart, and they have nothing compared to my knowledge base. So I don't like when dudes will assume I'm that, because right now it's trendy to do what I do.
Yeah.
But I was doing this shit when it wasn't trendy.
Yeah.
I was the bitch at networking events with my cards. Like, I'm an astrologer having to hold my head held high when the shit was weird.
Yeah,
stuck it through, you know? So, it's really annoying that now it's trendy and everybody wants to do what everybody I do and everyone doesn't
Why do you
have
think
that.
It's trendy now? Does that have something to do with the planets and the way they're shifting and things like that?
The energy of the time. So, you know, Pluto is gearing up to enter the sign of Aquarius. So, we are in the later degrees of Capricorn there. So that energy of itself, Aquarius energy in the air, rules astrology, things that are weird, things that are different or eccentric. So people will become more interested and intrigued with metaphysical things, astrologically based things, occult things, as the energy shifts into Aquarius. Saturn is in Aquarius right now, so is Jupiter. And Pisces is another sign that rules eccentric things, metaphysical things. So Jupiter is going to enter Pisces next, so you'll see more of it being on the rise. You will see more people doing readings, you know, doing stuff like this. But, you know, I have to challenge people to always do your homework because people get ripped off a lot.
Yeah.
I have people come to me all the time telling me like, oh, my God, this is the best reading I've had. And they didn't tell me half the shit you said.
How much are you charging for a reading, though?
So my basic rates are $144.
God,
so $144 is not a lot. And you get your money's worth.
No. I'm not going to front.
An hour of my brain when can tell you what I just told you in a matter of 5 minutes.
No, okay. All right. No. You're right. You do got to look at it like that. Because this girl just hit up my DM the other day and was like, I'm seeing some dark energy around you.
And people need to stop doing
I'm
that.
I'm like, okay. Maybe she right. I'm like, okay.
No reader
she's like,
will
what's
solicit
your donation?
You. No.
I'm like,
no
okay,
reader
I'll give you 30
will
bucks.
Solicit you. If a reader is sliding in your shit, soliciting you, don't fuck with them.
Really?
No.
What if she saw it? Like, what if something is there?
No.
I'm like, damn, maybe bullshit. I gotta go get a chicken or...
Well, she needs to do it properly. You don't have a fucking email list? It's 2021. Why are you sliding in people's DMs saying, oh, I see dark energy around you.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
the only one who can help you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? No. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. It is a scare tactic.
Yeah.
Those are not real astrologers. Those are not real readers. No.
So. So you are into astrology, and it seems as if you have some knowledge on metaphysics and things like that.
Yeah.
But are you religious?
Well,
because
no.
See, that's what fools me.
That's like, and I know that's what people, a lot of times people will, when I tell them I'm an astrologer, they assume that I'm like summoning demons in my closet or something.
You know what I'm saying? What you bringing forth?
It's nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like when I feel like religion has taught us that anyone who is doing what I do has to be calling upon something
necromancy
else, that it's not them.
Yeah.
And I think that is the narrative that has been pushed for so many years. And it's not that, because when I flip my cards, nothing is whispering in my fucking ear. Nothing is making my hair burn or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you ain't Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
You ain't seeing the other side.
No. And we all have a spiritual team. You have a spiritual team. I have a spiritual team. Most people can feel that energy innately.
Like our spirit guides.
Yeah. Your spirit guides, your ancestors, whatever you want to call them. If you call them the Lord, whatever you want to call your spiritual team that you feel is the driving force that's moving you on a daily to be great. Hopefully that force isn't moving you to do dark shit. But that's not what I do. And I feel like if people are saying that something dark is moving people, those are the people who walk around and murder people, who molest children, like all sorts of sick shit. So that's not what I do when it comes to
what forces
my
a person to do some shit like that. Like, I was looking at a post, I think it was yesterday, and this kid, he killed his mom, he killed his dad, he killed his sister, he killed a dog. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what would make a person do something like that? Does the planets got something to do with that?
Well, I'm sure I could probably see his psychosis in his natal chart. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be a lot of karmic debt as well. People have energies that they have to live out in this lifetime. Your soul is very old. It has its own things that it is here to do, accomplish, to triumph, to lose at. So if you have a lot of chaotic trauma with your mother on a soul level, and that trauma is agitated by cosmic placements, then it could drive you to kill. It could drive you to do horrible things. So when you see those type of negative things in a chart, or if you notice that you get a lot of combative energy from a child or a spouse, then you may want to get a synastry or a compatibility reading done to see where that energy is coming from. Synastry is just another word for compatibility. How are these two energies in sync? So you pretty much lay the charts over each other and see how the energies are, you know, compatible, or how they're communicating with each other, basically.
Okay. So I heard you say karma. So is that a real thing? Because what if I don't know nothing about karma? Is that the same thing where you were saying, like, hey, the energies and the planets are going to react to you or deal with you regardless whether you know or not?
Because even if you don't know anything about karma, you've never heard the word, but you've been living your regular life. And I can probably ask you, have you had some heavy relationships that may have felt like they took everything out of you to deal with? That's usually a karmic bond, or most people who have baby mamas, baby daddies, those are usually karmic relationships. Those are things that we come to live out life.
So if I got messed up baby mamas, that's something I did in a past life?
Usually times.
Damn, what the hell? What did I do?
Usually. And it's and looking at the synastry.
Hold on, what do you mean owe her? Sorry, I don't
know. Maybe in a past life, you have maybe done something to her. Say, for example, like if she helped you out financially last life, or you come in this one and you've given her the bag this life. You know, it could be simple. It could be something.
So I have a perfect example. Me and my children's father are very karmic. And when I was pregnant with my second child, our second child, my daughter, when I was pregnant with her, me and my sister there, we went to see a reader, and we had a past life reading. Shout out to Dorothy Kados in Washington, D.C. And she was a phenomenal reader. And me and him, it was definitely karmic, very heavy. And she said to me, she said, you and him have had a past life together that you are paying the debt for in this life. And she said that particular life, he was the woman and I was the man.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean,
so you was a man in a past life? How, I mean, how, but how does that work?
You can be different.
Well, you, I'm sure you can feel that this isn't your first life experience. You don't have those type of feelings?
I be feeling like this is my first run. Hold on. Well, so hold on. So you're saying a spirit, I mean, because we are spirit first, right? Or soul. Soul has a gender?
No, not your soul, your flesh. Your flesh is a gender. So this particular lifetime, you are a male living this male experience, but your previous life, you could have been a woman
with a male soul.
Your soul is genderless. Your soul is just a soul. So think about when you're playing a video game and you pick an avatar, you still you, but you might be playing fucking Mortal Kombat with a female who whooping ass.
Okay.
So you are living out that experience at that moment.
But what about masculinity and femininity? Don't energies have masculine and feminine within it?
Yeah, of course. Your soul, again, is genderless. You are selecting an avatar. So if your avatar wants to live out the masculine experience this lifetime, then you'll do that.
Yeah, you don't fuck my whole head up. Like,
oh, my God.
Because... No, well, because I feel as if spirit has a gender.
No, your soul is genderless. Your soul is
so how energy. Do you explain masculine and feminine energies?
Because masculine and feminine are human. That's human earth shit. Where your soul comes from.
But the universe has feminine energy.
It does.
That's why we say the black woman is God.
I understand that. This construct is feminine and masculine. I get that. Mm-hmm. Both energies exist in this time and space. But where your soul comes from, it's just energy. It's just energy. It's both masculine and feminine. It's all things at once. So when you think about the creator or God or whatever you call that. It's all things at once. It's just energy. It's all things at once. It's only certain people who still think that God is a sky daddy sitting there babysitting.
Well, yeah,
all
that,
of
yeah, yeah.
So,
well, that's where religion comes in.
Exactly. So, energetically, your soul mm-hmm. is selecting avatars and living out your life in that particular form at that particular time.
A lot of people do, I know what they do in movies. When they show a soul, it's a ball of white light or a ball of light.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That light popping in your avatar. You're still a masculine man.
When you die, you're a man.
But when you die,
that's what I'm saying. I'm still going to be, I'm going to just be.
You that orbit of light again after you done lived out your experience.
Yeah, but then it's still masculine. I'm still a masculine energy. I'm still a. Because I'm masculine now.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is, I guess, another good example I could give.
The video game was kind of good.
And we're talking about reincarnation for those who are listening. We're discussing reincarnation. And
so that's a real thing. Reincarnation.
For me, it's a real thing. Energetically, if you don't prescribe to reincarnation, you don't have to. But most people can feel that this isn't their first lifetime. When you think about moments of deja vu, like, damn, I done saw this before, or this is too spooky, like a glitch in the
matrix. So does that mean you've been here before, or maybe your spirit went ahead in time?
I think that you planned this experience, and you are having flashbacks of pieces that you planned perfectly. That's how I look at it. I have been very near and dear to reincarnation since I was a kid. Again, I was one of those weird kids where third grade, my teacher mentioned reincarnation and I was like, oh my God, I know what that is. I know what that feels like. And what I was going to say is, there used to be a show that came on Discovery Health. I'm sure you guys could find it on YouTube called Ghost Inside My Child. And these are about children who remembered their past life experiences.
Oh, snap.
And, really, really good show. It was a little boy, on one of the shows, and he was a man who died in 9/11. And he remembered jumping out of the window with his coworkers trying to save themselves. He died and he was reborn and he was telling his parents that, you know, I was this man. This was my name. I died in 9/11.
What the fuck?
I had three daughters. These are their names. This was my wife's name. His parents were able to go and Google this person, look him up. Their child is reborn in fucking fourth grade in Florida.
So they didn't have no connection? He was just some weird
no
guy.
Connection.
I mean, not weird, sorry. He was some guy that just came
boy.
Through them.
He
but see, but that's what throws me off, though. Doesn't it have to be, like, within the same generation? Like, okay, like,
no.
my daughter will live on because her mom birthed her. Like, is that reincarnation?
So,
My daughter's mom will live on now because she's here. Is that reincarnation?
So you don't have to reincarnate into the same family. You don't have to reincarnate into...
What?
Why do people think that? You don't have to reincarnate into the same family. You can. Or that could have been your family 1,000 years ago.
So I could reincarnate in Jay-Z family?
I don't think...
Hell yeah. What the fuck? I want Jay-Z to be my dad. Like, what the, no, I'm sorry. I'm just throwing
that
some
was
shit.
A really good show. You guys check it out. Ghost Inside My Child. Mm-hmm. But again, I've had my own reincarnation premonitions. I've spoken about them openly. Mm-hmm. And I was able to see who I was in a previous life. So, yeah.
So can you be another race in a previous life?
Now, all of my past lives, past lives that I saw, I was a woman of color.
Okay.
One of my lives that was in the 20s and 30s, I was a very fair-skinned woman of color passing for a white woman. So I've been privy to that one, and I've been privy to the one right before this one. And that one, I died somewhere around 83, 84, and I was born again in 87.
So you're 87, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand about spirituality and things like that, but I didn't think it was possible. I felt like it had to be within the same lineage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well... no, it doesn't have to be within the same lineage, because just because you die today doesn't mean that you are going to hop back in a body in 2 or 3 weeks. It could be 2 to 3 years down the line. It could be 10 years down the line. It just depends on when your soul is ready to reincarnate again.
So what makes a soul reincarnate?
It could be a array of things. A lot of times souls are attracted back to Earth because they didn't complete things. Maybe you never had any children and you wanted to. Maybe you didn't meet the love of your life and you want to. Maybe you didn't start that business. So a lot of times it is really, really ideal to live out your desires in this experience. Squeeze as much as you can out of the orange, because I don't know about y'all, I'm tired of Earth. Earth is
tired of Earth. Yeah.
Earth ghetto is fucked. Like, it's rent, man, bills. Tired of,
so where you gonna go?
To survive. Like,
where you gonna go?
I would like to ascend to another universe, like somewhere. Okay, so did you guys watch Lovecraft Country on HBO? Oh my god, y'all are so whack.
Lovecraft Country.
Now. So, when Hippolyta went to the planet where she could name herself, I was there for that.
Oh, like, shit, Planet Nowhere.
Yeah. When you watch it, you'll see. Fuck y'all for canceling Lovecraft Country. But yeah, super dope series. I really liked it. RIP to Michael K. Williams. He did an amazing job in Lovecraft Country. So yeah, there are other places to ascend.
So is that like another realm? Because is that place existing right now?
I think all places are existing simultaneously. It would be silly for us to think that Earth is the only construct where things are existing. Wouldn't that be really silly and selfish and simple-minded to think that Earth is the only place kicking and it's only humans? There's no other fucking species. And
yeah.
We're the only ones in the universe. It's just us. Like,
So does that mean space is real?
Earth is in space. Yeah. We're on planet Earth right now, and we're in space, orbiting with all the other planets.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? So that shit I be seeing up in the sky, like that light, is that a star or is it a planet?
I think it's stars and planets. I can't explain to you every single little light that we see up in the sky.
Okay.
I'm still an astrologer, but I love the sky. I love the planetarium. I love telescopes. I love looking up there. So, yeah, at different times, planets are visible. So different times of the year, you can see Saturn. You can see Jupiter. I encourage everyone to go to your local planetarium if you want to see the planets in action. I like to do stuff like that. To some people, it might be boring.
No, I like this. I think with you... You have a lot of traits that'll get rid of, you know, fuck niggas early.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
To me, this type of information is needed. You know what I'm saying?
Also, check out her website. She has a fuckboy. Yeah.
My fuckboy consultation is a top seller.
Hold on, you have a fuckboy consultation?
I have a fuckboy consultation.
So you broke down an explanation for why women keep meeting fuck boys?
Yes. Why you keep attracting fuck niggas if you are in a fuck nigga season and if he's a fuck boy.
Hold on. Fuck nigga season. So it ain't got nothing to do with
I'm
her?
I'm in the midst of fuck nigga season right now. Me and my sister. Yeah.
Hold on.
It is fuck nigga season.
Fuck nigga season. Okay, hold on, we have to explore this, right? Right. So you're saying these women, or even men, every woman, they're not attracting these men based on who they are?
Yes and no. Yeah. Because you are attracting energies to you all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like, I attract a lot of Virgos. I attract a lot of Cancers. I attract a lot of Leos. So you are attracting energy to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you may be in a time and space energetically, cosmically, where it's not a good time for you to be dating. It's not a good time to get anything concrete. So if you've had like a year or two of like bad dating experience after bad dating experience, mm-hmm. you're just wondering when the fuck is it going to happen for you. You could be in the midst of fuck nigga season or fuck girl season. You could be in the midst of it not being a good time. So I've been.
But where's the, sorry to cut you. Uh-huh. Where's the accountability for self? Because when you say fuck nigger season, it's like, okay, like they're that and you ain't adding
to
nothing.
So it does not eradicate responsibility for
okay,
self.
Okay, okay. That's all I want to know.
Of course.
Okay.
Because you could be out here on your best behavior meeting fuck nigga after fuck nigga.
What?
I've been out here on my best behavior.
Yo, no. You've been on, what's your best behavior?
My best behavior? I'm barely dating. That's the first thing. So when I do date, I attempt to date guys who, you know, are somewhat on my level. I have standards.
Okay, yes.
So, you know, and I want to do basic shit like, hey, can we link up, have a drink, first date action?
Like Starbucks type
and shit. No, not Starbucks. Of course not. I'm fucking 33 years old.
What's wrong
Niggas
with Starbucks?
Not going to ask me to Starbucks because I'm a grown-ass woman. You don't ask a grown-ass woman to Starbucks.
What if we just having a conversation,
Because
though?
You can do that on the phone. Everything that niggas want to do at Starbucks, we can do that over the phone.
No.
We can catch that kind of vibe over the phone. What's the coffee doing? What is the coffee doing? What is the coffee doing? Tell me what the coffee doing.
Well, I don't drink coffee.
Okay, but you're asking bitches to Starbucks.
Because
but you don't drink coffee.
Because.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Females love Starbucks, that's why.
No, we don't.
Y'all like the cinnamon buns.
No, that's the vibe
I feel as if when there's other things in the mix, we're being distracted from our personalities.
Not true.
So, how not? What if I take you to Steak 954, you won't be gassed up. You won't be gassed up off the ambiance.
But this is the thing. Why are men that basic and minute in their thinking that if we're not doing Starbucks, she's asking for Steak 954?
What about Olive Garden? What about Olive Garden?
No, nobody is saying Olive Garden. Why don't you get your ass on fucking Groupon and find a nice ass Italian restaurant that is not a fucking chain? That's not a chain. See, no. Yeah, like niggas don't want to get creative at all.
But they don't
want to get creative.
What are we looking for on the first date? If we're looking for some term of longevity, right? You want to make sure that we can have a vibe with nothing. Because at the end of the day, why you think there's so much breakups was happening during the pandemic?
No. I'm not saying do a bunch of extra ass shit on the first date because I agree with you. I hate for niggas to ask me to do fun shit because think about it, ladies, and this is for me especially because I attract Sagges too. And Sag niggas always want to turn up too hard on the first date.
Yes,
let's go to
I've
the casino.
That. Fucking up other niggas.
Let's go to the club. Let's,
yeah.
And then
Let
it takes you to date number three or four to realize like, hey, this nigga's boring. He don't even got no. We've been doing so much fun, exciting shit.
Yes.
I didn't realize till day three or four that he's boring as hell. He has no personality.
Gee, so Starbucks
so
is great.
I feel like, no, Starbucks is not great because Starbucks feels like a fucking job interview. And Starbucks.
What about Barnes
Starbucks
and Noble's?
Starbucks is not going to get you that ass.
What?
Starbucks is going to make my pussy dry and make me want to go take a nap. Going to make me want to go take a nap.
What about Barnes and Noble's?
Barnes and Nobles, we could do Barnes and Nobles on date three. Because I'm a Cappy and I'm totally let's go to a bookstore kind of girl. Okay. But I want to know that I vibe with you before. I'm not taking so boring niggas with me to Barnes and Nobles. I love the bookstore. And I do have enough books. But however,
so how do you catch
I feel like a first date, let's do something simple. Wings, shots, drinks,
Wingstop?
Tacos. Not Wingstop. Find a cute ass wing place. So why are you so caught up on the chain? Why you want to go to chain so bad? Olive Garden, Wingstop. Find a cute, unique place that she never been to.
Okay.
You know how many niggas done took her to Wingstop? Find a cute
lemon pepper be bussing.
Find a cute that, but that's cool. Once she fuck with you,
once, she, okay.
once you know okay. that Wingstop is her thing, I'm gonna take my baby to Wingstop. You don't even know if she fuck with Chipotle, but you want to pull up that Chipotle on the first fucking date. That is not gonna get you that ass. Okay, so
yo, but, she said you don't even know if she fuck with Chipotle.
Exactly.
I'm a Scorpio.
I don't like Chipotle.
I wouldn't mind going out to dinner, but I'm right there by the 19th, so I got sash. I wouldn't mind going bungee jumping either. I wouldn't mind going race car driving.
On the first date?
On go-kart driving, I mean. Yeah, I don't mind doing stuff like that, because I have sash energy. I like doing fun, crazy shit.
But no,
the
but
thing is that it depends on who you're going with. You got to vibe with them and know the energy.
Yeah.
A nice dinner is the perfect ambiance to know somebody.
Yeah.
And the Chipotle.
Chipotle be broke. What you mean?
Like, I feel like wings, drinks, tacos, drinks to me, that's like cool ass first date vibes.
Yeah.
That's enough to see if you can let your hair down and how I let my hair down.
You
see,
but you made a perfect point. You have a lot of men that be doing all this extravagant shit the first time round. You know what I'm saying? And women get caught up with that.
Yeah.
And then they be expecting every nigga to do it.
They be lame exactly. as fuck.
So I feel like if a nigga doing the most in the beginning, then when y'all get in a relationship, he gonna be boring.
Yeah, and I'm not, but see, here's another thing. I'd want men to stop thinking like that too. Stop thinking like you gotta ration pieces of yourself out because you
Why
wanna
not?
No. Because
I can't give you all of me.
If you have enough substance, I'm not worried about a nigga getting boring with me because my substance is infinite.
Holy shit.
If he bored with me, it's like, because stop thinking like that. Like, oh, if I give her everything now,
she might think I'm a sucker.
Later?
This is how, sorry.
But that's a defense mechanism. You are assuming.
She gave me a reading here.
You are assuming that she going to think you a sucker.
But that's how most women move. Oh, this nigga a sucker.
Is that the women you fuck with? You entertain women that would think that you a sucker for being nice in the
beginning? I've heard it in convos. I've seen it. I've seen women literally say.
But men need to stop ear hustling when females is cackling with their females. Why are y'all listening to that? We don't be in a barbershop listening to what the fuck y'all
saying. We got to get a little insight to how to move.
No, y'all being nosy and y'all are using that as a basis and a premise. Is a premises of dating.
Okay, so let me ask you this, right? So let me ask you.
Around women that are mostly like that. If that's the energy that's around him and that's all they hear, then that's what they're.
This is what we're gonna go off of. But hold on. But let me ask you this though, right? I remember. I think I was 20, right? So this was the first time I heard friends with benefits. So there was a lady on my job. I was 20. She was 34.
Okay.
So she invited me to her house because she wanted me to give her a massage, right? So I'm like, okay.
She wanted to fuck. She wanted to fuck a young boy.
So she came out the shower naked. So I was just sitting on the bed like, you ready for the massage?
Oh my God.
So the next day, she like, nigga, I put the pussy in your face. You know? I'm like, I thought you wanted a massage. I thought I was being a nice guy.
That was Cappy.
You were a little ass kid. You was not prepared for that ass. And
I mean, I would have took it, but I took it for what?
You didn't know how to pounce yet. You wasn't a man yet. You didn't know how to pounce.
So that's you not being a good guy?
No, you were supposed to pounce pussy.
No, hell no.
Exactly.
But I don't necessarily feel that's the right thing to do. Like, I feel like women.
How is that not the if a woman came
if I'm not
out
ready
of
to
shower
fuck,
butt naked.
Maybe she just forgot her towel.
Where's your motherfucking Mars?
Oh, shit. You know what? I don't even. I stopped at Venus. I didn't know that the other planets. I didn't know the other planets had any real significance.
She, She just, you thought she just might have forgot her towel.
Yeah. And I was just, I thought I was being a nice guy. So basically you're saying nice guys finish last.
In a lot of cases like that, yes. Because
that's
men
messed
who
up.
No, if you I have dated men like that who are passive and they expect a woman to make the first move. They expect a woman to pounce. They pretty much want a female to peel their dick out their pants and get it hard herself and straddle it. They want you to do all of that. Women who are like that, they are usually fire dominant women. They uh-huh. are, you know, they have a lot of abrasive energy where they just gonna go for it. I'm not that kind of gal. Like, it doesn't.
So you just gonna bend over and be like, nigga, come get it. He should know.
I like a man who's masculine and knows how to pounce pussy. But my Mars is in Scorpio, so you're not about to quiver and
okay,
fumble
yeah,
the ball.
Scorpio be with that.
Yeah,
freaky,
you ain't about to come
shit.
Over here and play with me. Come correct.
No, that's true.
Because I take it personally if I'm not getting fucked properly. Yeah, so, yeah, because I'm Mars in Scorpio. Don't play with my fucking time.
But what if he's not, what if he's trying to respect you?
He can be, but if I am pretty much putting the coochie in your hands, why should I have to draw you a map? Why do I have to give you permission? Why do I have to pick up
what
your
if he don't want it
and place it on my titty?
What if it's a transference puss? Okay. Because you have some women that they're dealing with shit internally and they think that through having sex with a man is going to heal it. And I'm looking at it like, okay, no,
well,
I don't want trauma pussy.
That, then you shouldn't be over there.
But
as soon as she came out with her towel off, and you know in your mind, first of all, if she
back then. I'm talking about now.
Okay. Well, if she trauma pussy, why are you at her house sitting up?
We didn't know that at first. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you discover it's trauma pussy, it's time to go.
Really? Yeah. Why? What if she needs to take her time over there and heal, you know, because I feel as if healing is a personal journey.
Okay.
And then, you know, we don't always got to be around each other. I'm over here handling business. You doing your thing. You healing. You doing your chakras. You meditating and shit. You know, and when we click up, it'll be cool. Just don't bring the low vibrational pumps.
Okay. So here's the thing. You are not going to be able to back burner that person. You're saying it like, okay, you stay over there, heal your trauma puss, and I'll be over here if we link up again. Cool. He called it trauma puss, so we're going to go with that.
That's what it is.
Niggas might be out here calling it that. He might he might have coined a new term.
Yo, that's
hashtag
real.
Hashtag trauma pussy. So as soon as
that's
you notice
shit.
That she's trauma pussy, eject yourself from the situation.
So you should just leave her. What if we vibe at the wing stop? What if we go out and we click?
You don't know. Well, don't be upset about it then.
So just take the.
You don't know how long her healing journey is going to be. You don't know how long it's going to take her. And a lot of people say they're doing it and they're really not fucking.
No, that is so true.
A lot of people are not doing the work.
Yeah,
they on social media doing the work. Yeah. They posting the memes like they doing the work.
Yeah,
but reading the memes is not fucking circulating through your bloodstream. You need to actually do some more shit. Then just read a meme.
She said reading the memes is not circulating through your bloodstream.
Telling people to stay blessed and prayed up is not fucking circulating through your bloodstream. And you need to really do something about that.
No, I feel like people is on that shit now. Like, oh, you know, my spirit told me to do. You ain't even connected to your fucking spirit. Yeah. How the hell you on? Like, what the fuck? Like, no, you are absolutely right about this trendy shit now. Like, spirituality and, you know, even this, you know what I'm saying? It's trendy. It's trendy. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't really want to do the work. They don't want to do the grounded work.
Me and my sisters, me and my family, we've been doing the work for years.
Damn.
You know, stepping out on faith. Motherfuckers say they ride on. We surfboard on faith, bitch. And if
but
you
is
aren't
it really
willing,
faith? Hold on, wait. Is it really faith if you could do the chart and know? How is that faith?
It's both, because you have to trust. A lot of people will sit there and read their chart all day, read their transits all day, be connected with their whole cosmic makeup, and won't make one fucking change in that direction.
Okay.
So a lot of times, people are just storing information about themselves. You just have a lot of useful information and tips and details about
that's
your
very
fucking
an attractive
self
statement
and you're really not doing anything with it. So what difference does it make if it's not doing anything for you. So that's why I'm attempting to teach the world the blessings of astrology so that we can use it in our day-to-day lives and help in that regard.
I really want to talk about it. People have been using it for years.
Yeah. The people that matter use it. Your president has an astrologer. So
Biden got an astrologer?
All presidents have an astrologer. All presidents have an astrologer. Yeah.
So that's why he tripping now?
Astrologers and tarot readers were parts of the kingdom at different parts of centuries.
You don't mind Europe.
Europe and in ancient Africa as well. There were seers, dream readers, all of these. Seers. These people were referenced in the Bible. So
is that why Biden tripping now? Because, you know, he talking about going in people's account. If you got over $600 and shit like that, he checking
it's a lot going on in the world. And it has a lot to do with Saturn being in Aquarius. So as long as Saturn is in Aquarius, we are going to be seeing issues from our government.
Okay.
The government bullying us, policing us. You are going to see people still marching about vaccines and mad with niggas because they won't get it. And, you know, all of this and that. So that is all Saturn and Aquarius right now.
So that's why shit crazy.
Yeah. We really aren't going to feel a significant sense of normalcy until September. Not until September, pardon me, until Saturn goes into Pisces, and that's 2023.
Shit.
So we have all of 2022 to kind of deal with the bullshit of Saturn being in Aquarius. It's going to be rather annoying. And then end of this
year. So Saturn is the bad planet.
Saturn is not the bad planet. Saturn is a challenging planet.
Challenges, lessons.
Yeah. Tasks, yeah. So Saturn is the issue right now with being in a sign like Aquarius that can rule government, you know, bureaucracy, rebellion, things of that nature. So
Aquarius is rebellious?
Aquarius energy is the rebel.
Damn,
yeah.
So that's why I be rebelling. I didn't know that. Okay.
You're a rebel in love and very eccentric in love if your Venus is there. But yeah, we do have a lot of chaotic energy coming up. When Saturn goes direct in October, and November is looking kind of shitty too, cosmically. So we might be on lockdown again or something chaotic happening. Yeah, the energies are going to be thick. So
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, this was so great. I'm so glad you came on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come back.
Yes, you definitely. Yeah. You know, like, you know, gave me a little challenge there. I like that. You know, and ain't nothing wrong with
gonna
that.
Going to have to come back.
Oh, no, yeah. Pull my chart. You know what I'm
saying? I need to know where his Mars is. He said his Venus is in Aquarius.
See, you ain't listening. You
I don't know where
Scorpios don't be lit. I'm just No. I thought the main ones that I paid attention to was your sun sign, Mercury. Yeah, Moon, Mercury, and Venus. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought, hey, at the end of the day, if we don't match in love, it ain't going to work. If we can't communicate, it ain't going to work.
Venus is the one of the love planets, but fifth house, seventh house, eighth house rule the love love energies in the chart. So the planets that rule those particular areas is where you would need to look as well. Because it's Venus in addition to other things.
God,
so the way that you need to be stimulated romantically is different from another way that another person may need to be stimulated romantically. So, and your Mars is your penis, your sexuality.
What? Holy shit, I gotta pull up my Mars because, you know.
I'm about to look for
yes,
you.
Yes, we're definitely about to get into that. You know what I'm saying? But
he's a water Mars. He's a water Mars.
Well, before we get out of here, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Okay. The Astrology Lady on Instagram, The Astrology Lady on YouTube, Miss Astrology Lady on Twitter, because The Astrology Lady couldn't fit, and The Astrology Lady on LinkedIn, and TheAstrologyLady.com.
All right.
My name is Apollonia Smith.
Apollonia.
AKA
I like
The
that.
Astrology Lady.
Okay. Well, it was definitely nice to have you on.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I'll be back.
Yeah. You definitely got to come back because, you know what I'm saying? I got to get some more females up here so you can check them.
Yes. I would love to have a panel with some questions and stuff. That
would
be super
of course.
Dope.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah.
Man, y'all
read the room.
Exactly. Read the room. Get away from this fuck nigga season.
Yeah.
chick season. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Man, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. Click that link below at the bottom and subscribe. We out of here. I talk gray. Yeah. Bye.